Shalom to all. Today's daf is Chulin daf Yud Gimel. We are starting right at the top of the words Amar Lay. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marshmim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So we're in the middle of the sugya. Rabbi Chanina Bar Abba had brought a question from Rabbi Yochanan about a katan. Is the machshava of a katan valid? For example, if you shechted a carbon, do we say that his kavana that he did a lishma is good and correct, and therefore the carbon would be okay? Rabbi Amram proceeded to ask on this. Why is Rabbi Yochanan asking regarding machshava? He should know the answer. We have a mission that states very clearly that the mice of a katan is valid and the machshava is not. So why is he even asking? And so Rabbi Chanina Bar Abba's response is, Amar Lehi told him, Machshava Gretza, Lakami Bailei. He's not asking about just plain Machshava. Of course, that's not valid. Kikami Bailei, what's his question? Machshavasa Nikaris Mitoich Masov. Let's say his Machshava, what he's thinking, that's clear from a Maisa, from an action that he did. Kigain, for example, the Havakaima Oil Bedarim. There's a carbon oil that needs to be brought, but it happens to be in the south of the Azara, but it's not allowed to be Shachta there. It's supposed to be Shachta in the north. And what did he do? Vasua Betzafain Vishachta. The Katan then brought it to the Tzafain and Shachta it over there. My, what's it then? Mid Asi Betzafain Vishachta. From the fact that he brought it to the north and shechted it, do we say that he chav in law, he had kavana, and that it's being shechted properly? I don't, perhaps, makam hudal yisramile. Maybe he just simply didn't like the spot where it was. He decided that for whatever reason, it would be better to shecht it in the north, but not that he had a particular kavana to shecht it properly, and then we would not be able to rely on it. In other words, we have a combination over here of a maisa, which maybe tells us something about his machshava, but we don't know 100% what his machshava is. How the response to this is, Hanami Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chad Zimna. Rabbi Yochanan also spoke about this as well. Did not, we have a Mishnah. That this Mishnah is talking about Hechsher Maichol. We know that food is not able to become Tameh unless it undergoes Hechsher. It has to be made susceptible to Mekabel Tameh. The way that's accomplished is by being touched by one of the seven liquids, water or dew being one of them, and only once it becomes wet, then afterwards, if Tumah touches it, so the food can become Tameh. There's a very key Nakuda over here. The Pasuk regarding Tumas Eichlin tells us, Kiyutan Mai Malzera, when water is placed on seed or on produce or on something like that. Now, it's much from the simple understanding of the Pasuk that even if the water falls on it on its own, it's already Moshel Kabel Tameh. However, the drasha is that no, since the word yutan is spelled yud tof nun without a vav, so it could be read as yitain, which means he shall place, and therefore the din is as follows, that produce does not undergo hechsher lekabel toma unless the person wanted the liquid to be placed on it. So it could be that the liquid fell on it on its own, however it has to be that the person wants that liquid to be on there. So now we know this, we can understand the Mishnah, hamal pirsa lagag mibnei kanima, a person brought his produce up to the roof because of the bugs, because of insects, and then what happened, viyarda lein tal, dew descended on them, early morning, the dew fell and got the produce all wet. However, if that's what his kavana was, he wanted this to happen, sorry, then it is b'chiyutan, it is moshel kabel toma because he wants the liquid on there. However, if a chershet or katan brought it up, even though that was their kavana, they wanted it to get wet, it's not b'chiyutan. Why is that? They only have a maisa, not machshava. Meaning, if they do a maisa in which we see from that maisa itself what they want to do, okay, so we'll follow that, but if it's something that requires machshava, then we don't follow the machshava chershet de katan. And over here, we require dafka machshava. First of all, it's what we said in the introduction to this discussion, that the person has to want it, which means we need their machshava, we need their thought process, that this is something that they need. Second of all, over here, there was a maisa without a machshava. First, the produce was brought up to the roof, and only afterwards the dew fell. So the machshava is not connected to the maisa, and therefore the produce is not b'chiyutan. Now here's the key. V'am Rabbi Yochanan says, lo yishanu, this is only taught, ela shaloi hipech bahen. That's only if the chershet de katan didn't turn over the produce. But if they did turn over the produce, then it is b'chiyutan. Why is that? Well, because here we have a maisa clearly showing us what their machshava is. Since now there's dew falling, they know it's going to get wet, and they dafka turn over the produce in order to get the other side wet as well. So then we do follow their machshava, and it is b'chiyutan. So we clearly see the Rabbi Yochanan comments on this case, a maisa along with a machshava, and that we do follow it. So Rabbi Chiya responds, clarifying what Rabbi Yochanan's question was, this is really what his question was. When we say that we follow the machshava coupled with the maisa of a chershet or katan, is that the oiraisa, which means even if it comes out to be a kula, for example, what we had just brought before, when the katan brought the animal from the south to the north of the Azar and shechted it, if we say that we follow this mid oiraisa, that means the shechita would be valid. Or maybe we only say this drabanon, and then it would only be in a case of chumra, when we're going to end up being machmir, but not in a case of kula. So according to this version, that's what Rabbi Yochanan's question was. However, now we have a different version of this. Teaches as follows. Amar Rabbi Chiya Rabbi had said, by Rabbi Yochanan, was Rabbi Yochanan's question, katan yesh loy maisa or ain loy maisa? Does a katan have maisa or not? Meaning, when a katan does a real action, do we follow that or not? And it was on this that Amar Rami told him, viti bailei machshava. He should ask about machshava. Maishna machshava deloikon bailei. Why is machshava different that he didn't ask about machshava of katan? That now we have a mission that says, beferosh, ain loy machshava, they don't have machshava. Well, maisa nami loiti bailei. Rabbi Yochanan shouldn't be asking about maisa either. Did not that very same Mishnah says, yesh loy maisa, that they do have maisa. And the clarification is, hachikon bailei. This is really his question. Why do we say this? Is it a din da'iraisa or is it only da'irabanan? And here we have a clarification. Upashit, and the decision was that yeshlan maisa vafilu midairaisa, that when a chareshet of a katan does a real action, real maisa, so that's impactful. It works even in a case of da'iraisa, meaning even lakula. And now on the opposite side of the spectrum, ein lahen machshava vafilu midrabanan. If it's something that we're relying just on machshava, we don't follow that even midrabanan, meaning even lachumra. And now the middle case, machshavasa nikaras mitoich maisav, let's say we're able to tell what his machshava was based off of his maisa, so midairaisa ein loy midrabanan yeshloy. In case of da'iraisa, we don't follow it, so when it comes out to be a kula, we're not going to follow that, but in case of drabanon, we will, which means we're going to be machmir in those cases. One more discussion, Bominer Shmuel Rav Huna. Shmuel asked Rav Huna the following, minayla misasik by kachim, shu pasol. How do we know if a person is misasik by kachim? It's pasol, which means a person is in the middle of doing one thing, and in the course of that, he ends up accomplishing something else. For example, he's holding a shechita knife, and he lifts up his arm for whatever reason. Maybe he wanted to put the knife up on a high shelf, or he just wanted to stretch, and he was holding a shechita knife in his hand, and in that process, he ended up shechting an animal that he didn't even realize was there. So how do you know that shechita is pasul? So he responded, Shnemar, because the pasuk says, V'shachat as ben habakar, and he shall shecht the ben bakar. What do we learn from here? Shechita yishchita l'shem ben bakar. That tells us the shechita has to be with the kavana that it's for the ben bakar, that it's for this animal. It doesn't say v'shachat, it says v'shachat as ben habakar. As we see, the shechita has to be l'shma. So Amar Lo, he responded to him, Zubi odenuhi, that was already in our hand, meaning we already know that l'chatchila has to be done l'shma. But la'akev minayin, the question is, how do we know that it's ma'akev? Which means that if it's not done l'shma, how do we know if it was misasek, he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing, that it's not kosher, even b'diyeved? And the answer to that is the pasuk says, l'tsoinchem tizbachuhu, what does mean, l'daitchem zvoichu, that you shall shech with your das, meaning with your knowledge, you have to know what you're doing, and therefore misasek is pasul, even b'diyeved. And also another mishnah, shechitas avik kachavim, nevela u'metav b'masa, shechit of a non-Jew is nevela and it's metav b'masa, which means if a non-Jew shechts an animal, even if he did a perfect job, he was great, he did absolutely nothing pasul, the knife was great, his shechita was great, that's not a kosher shechita, the animal's a nevela, which basically means it's like it died without shechita, and it's metame b'maso, which is a very high level of tumah. Not only if a person touches it is he going to be tame, but also if he carries it without touching it, let's say it's in a bag and he's dragging the bag, it's going to be metame. Now the Gemara makes a diak from the Mishnah, nevela in, but it's ra'na loy. It seems to be that this animal shechted by the non-Jew is only nevela, but it's not asur ba'na, which means we don't consider it the krevis avayt chavim. We don't consider it like the non-Jew shechted it for his avayt zara, so it's not asur ba'na. Now if that's the case, mantana, who's the tana for Mishnah? Don't rechib rab abba amar b'yechnon. Like Rabbi Lezer, it's definitely not like Rabbi Lezer. The Rabbi Lezer, food Rabbi Lezer, Homer, he says, that the standard thought process of a non-Jew is for Avodah Zarah, and that means Rabbi Lezer would hold that if a non-Jew shechts an animal, he's thinking about Avodah Zarah, and that means that the animal would not only be nevela, but it would also be Asar Ba'na. Rami says that actually, we don't even need to say that the animal of our Mishnah is not Asar Ba'na, that's very obvious. I'm going to tell you a different chiddush the Mishnah is teaching us. This is really what the Mishnah is teaching us. If a non-Jew shechts an animal, it's regular nevela. Now the dik from that is, the min, that if a min shechted it, then l'avodah chavim, it's for sure for avodah zara. What's a min? So this is a person who's completely dedicated in the vote to avodah zara. A regular oved avodah zara is a person who does avodah zara. He's just a regular guy who happens to like avodah zara. Could be a yid, could be a guy, doesn't make a difference. He just serves it because that's what he does. A min, though, is a totally different level. He's dedicated, he's devoted, his whole life is focused on it. And so his shechita is for sure for avodah zara. Now it's important to know that this min that we're talking about over here is Yisrael, who's a min, and for sure a non-Jew. The Gemara continues, Tanin al-Hadutan Rabbanon, based off this explanation of our Mishnah, it must be that we learned in our Mishnah what was also taught in our Braisa. What does the Braisa tell us? Shechitas min, l'avodah chavim. If a min shechted, then we know for sure it's for avodah zara. Also, pitai, pas kusi, his bread is like the bread of a kusi. Yenoi, yain nesech, his wine is considered yain nesech. Svarav, sifrei kaisman, and his farm that he writes, meaning if he writes tarn avim riksuvim, those are treated like sifrei kaisman, which is referring to nevim avodah zara, meaning they're totally pasul. And peiros of tvalin, his produce is considered tevel, it's considered like it doesn't have any trumer meister taken off of it. And the yeshayim, some say, af yudgim lo bezan ta, bottom Mamzerin, that even his children are Mamzerim, and that's because he's not Makbid regarding his wife. He's okay with her living with other people. That means that his children are Mamzerim. Now, the Tanakam who argues with this, holds Ishtay Le Mafker, that he's not Mafker his wife, and so his kids wouldn't be Mamzerim. We're discussing this Aramar, Shechitah Avikachavim Nevela. The Shechitah Avikachavim is Nevela. Ask the Gemara of Necho Shem Menhu. Why don't we be Chayshish, this person who Shechted, this non Jew, is really a Min, and that he's not just a regular Avid of Zara. He's a higher level. So, Aram Nachman or Rabbi Arvua, ain't Minim B'Umas Avikachavim. That there's no Minim among non Jews. When a non Jew is an Avid Avodah Zarah, he's just a regular Avodah Zarah. He's not a min. It's only Yidden. If they're Avodah Zarah, Layalenu, they could become Minim, which again is this high level, super over the top dedication to their Avodah Zarah. As the Gemara, what does that mean? We see that there's non Jews who are Minim. And the answer is, Aim, what we really mean to say is Ain Rav Avodah Chavim Minin. That the majority of Avodah Chavim are not Minim, so you don't have to suspect this. Now, Savalah, Ki Hada Amar Chibar Abba Amar Biachron clearly holds of that which Rabbi Chiya bar Abba said b'shem Biachron, that Nachum Shabbat Chutz La'aretz Lav Avdei Vetz Chavim Hain, the non-Jews of Chutz La'aretz do not serve Avodah Zarah, Ela Minig Abaseim Yudayin, it's just that the Minig of their forefathers is in their hands. In other words, they're not crazy about their Avodah Zarah, they just do Avodah Zarah because their father did and grandfather did, so it's just kind of part of their family, that's what their ritual is, but not that they're so into their Avodah Zarah, and that's why he's saying that the majority of Avodah Chavim are not Minim, because this is just something they do by rote, and not that they're really so dedicated to it. Oh, we continue discussing this. That there are no minim among the other nations who are idol worshippers. So we're asked as follows: Lamai, in regards to what we say, there's no minim by the non-Jews. If you want to say it has to do with shechita, well, hasha shechita min Yisrael amrit asira. Now that you're saying that shechita that was done by a yid who's a men, that's also because of shechita for avodah zarah. Well, the avodah chavim baya, do you have to even say that in regards to a non-Jewish men? If we happen to find a non-Jew who's a men, so he's for sure more of a men than a yid is a men. So of course the shechita would be asur as avodah zarah. Or rather, you want to suggest, l'mayriden, maybe it means to pushing them down. Namely, if we find a min, which is a non-Jew, that there's no din of pushing him down. What does that mean, pushing him down? So this is a special din regarding minim, that these people were so crazy about their avodah zarah, and they actually would cause harm to society, that a person has the ability to push them down into a pit where they're going to stay there forever and not come out. So one should do so. That's what it means, mayriden. Mayriden, we push them down and don't let them come up. So we're going to say that din does not apply to a min who's a non-Jew. Well, how could that be? Hashad Yisrael mayriden, if we have a yid who's a min, we're going to push him down into a pit. Well, do you even have to say about a non-Jew? Of course, once again, if we find a min who's a non-Jew, he's definitely worse than a min who's a yid. So almost definitely this din of Meiridin applies to him. So what's this referring to? As is the Gemara, Amar Bakar Bar Chama, like Almayan carbon, it has to do with accepting a carbon from them. Namely, we do not take a carbon from a Jewish min, but from a non-Jewish min, we will accept a carbon from him. Where do we get this from? The Tanya, there's a Braisa. The Pasuk says, Mikem, from you, meaning Kiyakriv Mikem, carbon Lashem, when a person from you brings a karma to Hashem. What do you want from here? V'lo kolcham, not all of you, because it says mikem, from you. So not all yidden could bring karban. L'haytzias a momer, this excludes a momer. He's a yid who's dafka against Yiddishkeit, so we're not going to accept a karban from him. Furthermore, when the pasuk says mikem, what do we learn from here? Bachem chalakti v'lo b'adichavim, I've only made this differentiation among you, among yidden, but not among gayim. Namely, once again, by a yid, there's a difference. If he's a min, if he's a momer, we're not going to accept a karban from him, as opposed to by gayim, there's no differentiation. All gayim, min or no men, they can bring a carbon and we'll accept it from them. Ask Mara Mimai, how do you know that's what the Bryce is referring to? Del Mahakamar, maybe this is what it's saying. Mi Yisrael, the one we're talking about, Yidin, Mi Sadiki Kabel, Mirashi Loit Kabel, that from Sadikim you could take, from Rishayim you can't take, Aval Babdu Chavim, Klal Kaloi, but from Gayim you can't take at all. And who's to say that we're, so to speak, makel with Gayim, that no matter who he is, we're going to take a carbon from him? Maybe it's the opposite, that no matter who he is, we're not going to take a carbon from him. The Gemara answers, don't think that. The Tanya, because we have a Bryce that says very clearly, the Pasuk in regards to bringing a carbon says Ish, Matamaloimer, Ish, Ish. Why does it have to have a double lashon in the pasuk? The answer is l'rabbi said kavim to include a non-Jew shenayim nedarim davis kiyisrael, that they're able to make a neder to bring a neder and a davar type carbon just like a yid is, and therefore we see that we do accept carbonos from all gayim no matter what. We continue discussing the mishnah. We had said matam b'masa to a non-Jew shechs an animal, it's matam b'masa. Ask the gemara pshita, is that obvious? Kivim de nevela he, since it's nevela matam b'masa. Of course it's matam b'masa. Why does the mishnah have to say that? Ravi explains hachiktani. This is really what the mishnah is teaching. It's trying to be afuke to exclude something else. Zu matam b'masa. This is metama masa, and not with any other toma. But v'yeshcha acheres shi metama afilu ba'ayel. You have another type of shechita that was done by a non-Jew, that not only is metama masa, it's also metama ba'ayel, that if this dead animal is under a roof, that's what ayel means, it's in a house, it's in a tent, it's under some sort of roof, anything there is going to become tame as well. And ve'ezu, what is this? Zut tekrev sevez chavim, this is an animal that was shechted for avodah zarah, and chuk rabbi yehudim b'mesera, it's a rabbi yehudim b'mesera. Yogi damri, some say, this is the limud. Amar Rav Rava said, hachi k'tani, this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. Zu metama masa. This is metame maso v'yesh l'chacheres shi kizu. You have another thing which is also like this. Shem metame maso v'enim metame oil. There's metame maso and not metame oil. Also v'ezu. What is that? Zut tekrev sevez chavim. That's something that was shechted for avodah zarah. Udeloi k'rabbi yehudim b'mesera. And this is not like k'rabbi yehudim b'mesera. And what's his opinion? K'rabbi yehudim b'mesera. Keep on quoting. Detan you have a brayso k'rabbi yehudim b'mesera. Aimer he says minal tekrev sevez chavim shi metame ba'oil. How do we know that something shechted for avodah zarah is metame ba'oil? It's like a mace. It's like a dead person that we know is metame ba'oil. So how do we know that this carbon shechted for avodah zarah is the same thing? Because the pasuk says, "Vayitzamdu lebal pa'ar," and they attach themselves to bal pa'ar, which is an avodah zarah. V'yoychlu zivchei mesim, and they ate karbonos of dead people. And so we see this connection, this juxtaposition of avodah zarah and a dead person. What do we learn from here? Ma mesim matam ba'ayil after kerzav is chavim matam ba'ayil. Just like a dead person is matam ba'ayil, so to a carbon is brav avodah zarah. That's also matam ba'ayil. And on to another mishnah. Hashechid ba'layla, if a person shechs at night. V'chein hasum shechachat. Also, if a blind person shechted, shechita sekshera, b'diavad shechita is kosher. Ask the Gemara, Hashoichet, diavad in l'chadchilolai. The Mishnah, by saying the word hashaychet, one who did shecht, that's mashma, that it's only okay b'diavad, but not l'chadchilolai. But remember, ask you a steer. We have a brass that tells us la'olam shaychtin, a person's always allowed to shecht, bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, whether during the day or at night, bein b'reish hagag, bein b'reish hasfino, whether at the top of a roof or at the top of a boat. And we're going to see later on what the issue would be, because shechting into the water or into a kli is a problem due to the fact that people might suspect that he's shechting it for avodah zara or for the sour of the yam, for the malach of the sea. So you might think it's the same problem with shechting at the top of a roof or at the boat, and that's what this brisa is telling us. No, it's not a problem. The bottom line is, what do we see from this brisa? It tells us very clearly, bein balayla, that l'chadchila a person is allowed to shecht at night, and that clearly is not like our mishnah. It seems like it's only okay b'diavad. So Rav Papa, he answers, b'shavuka kenegdai, that brisa is talking about where there's a torch there. There's a light of sorts. There's a spotlight in the whole area. He's able to see, and that's why it's okay l'chadchila. As opposed to our mishnah is talking about b'diavad, that's when it's dark outside, and he doesn't know if the shechit is 100% okay. He can't see the simanim. He's not able to see 100% if he shechted perfectly fine, and that's why in our mishnah it's only b'diavad. And Rav Ashi, says, dekanami, it's m'duk like that. Diktani hasam, because what does it say over there in that brisa? Dom yadiyayim, it compares night to the day. It says, bein b'yayim bein b'layla. So just like obviously it's mutter to shech l'chadchila during the day, so the layla, which is being compared to it and said together in the same sentence, is also l'chadchila. And v'hacha, dom yadisuma. Over here, what's the nighttime case being compared to? Suma. It's the same sentence. Shechting at night, or a blind person. And obviously a blind person is not allowed to shech l'chadchila. It would only be b'diavad. Shema mino, we see from here that our mishnah is referring to a b'diavad case where there's no light, it's dark outside, therefore it's only b'diavad. Whereas that b'raisa is referring to where it is light because there's an avuka, there's a torch, a spotlight, something like that. And so therefore l'chadchila, it is okay to shech that night. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with another mishnah, continue to discuss cases of shechita. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.